you mentioned that that we should chant on it one way to
According to rule number 3 of Kirtan Japa and rules, we should chant on. Yeah, you mentioned there that 108 Tulsi beads, but we chant on neem beads, so because we are not initiated, according to my
fascination. I don't know so much about what. Anyways, the good thing is you're chanting Krishna's names. So you're asking a question. You saw in Hari Bhakti Vilas, there are some different shlokas quoted from different Puranas, because in Hari Bhakti Vilas is written by Sri Sanatana Das Goswami Pad, and therein he's describing, it's called the Gaudiya Vaishnava Smriti. Smriti means the rules, has rules and regulations and mantras and pujas and different guidelines and shlokas and verses which teach us how to practice and perform different limbs of bhakti. So when talking about japa and mala, it talks about that we should only chant on mala that's been offered to Krishna. There's one or two verses to describe. First, you purify the new japa mala by washing, just sprinkling prokshan. Prokshan means sprinkling water, prokshan. Sprinkling water, Ganga water, Jamuna jal. Purify them, and then do achman, and then you offer the substance to Krishna, the beads. And because we're offering to Krishna, Krishna only accepts an offering if it's tulsi. If we make a very nice bhoga, some nice rice, dal, sabji, puri, chapati, sweet, everything, and we put it in front of Krishna with no tulsi on, no tulsi pata, he will not accept it. So tulsi is the essential ingredient. So when we have to offer our mala to Krishna, this is a rule in Hari Bhakti Vilas, because it's called prasadi mala. So our japa mala, it has to be tulsi, because we have to, before we chant on the mala, we have to offer it to Krishna. In the beginning days of ISKCON, Prabhupada was in New York. He was very poor when he went there, so all he had was a few dollars in his pocket, and one suitcase with some rice and dal and some spices from India, and some ghee. Because he thought he wouldn't be able to find any grains. He thought in America there's no rice or dal. There's only hamburgers and hot dogs. So he was surprised to find out that there's vegetables and grains and bread and all kinds of things there. So he hardly had any money to bring a bag of 100 tulsi japa beads or neck beads. None of that, those things he had. So when he gave the first initiation, he said, "You need some beads. You have to bring me a set of beads." And they said, "Well, Prabhupada, there's a arts and crafts store here where they sell crayons and paints and canvas and cardboard and all kinds of things for art. And they have many kinds of beads there. And then you can, and they already have holes drilled in them, or, and you can just buy string and tie them up." So, all right, so they were made from Devadaru wood, which means white pine wood. Devadaru is called pine wood. Very cheap, common wood in America. And they're all painted red. They were bright red like a fire engine. They were sold like that. Because people in those days were wearing beaded necklaces, and it was like hippies and beads and all these things, part of the fashion. So they bought those, and they were big. They're about bigger than marbles. They were quite big. They're all the same size. Not bigger, the smaller, all the same size. And so then Prabhupada initiated them. He chanted Hare Krishna mantra on those beads and made it sanctified. So that's called Kaladesha Patra Vichara. Kaladesha Patra Vichara. He didn't change the principle, but he changed the detail. The principle is chant the holy name and count on mala. That's called japa mala, jap. Jap means silent chanting and on your fingers or on the mala. So that he initiated, and by his touch of his divine hand, Srila Prabhupada, those beads became, once the devotees asked Prabhupada, they said, Prabhupada, should we get tulsi beads to replace our wooden pine wood beads? He said, that's all right. I've already sanctified them. I've already purified them and spiritualized them because I chanted japa on them for you. No need. So Prabhupada was like this. But if we're not in New York City and it's not 1966, then we see in our books by our six Goswamis, they're telling us, I've not read anywhere, you say you're chanting on neem wood beads. I think that's very good that you're chanting at all. Because Satsrup Maharaj and Mukunda Swami and all the big early devotees, they're all chanting on bright red. Red is Rajagun. Red is Pakka Rajagun. 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 And they were chanting on these big, big red beads, white beads. And even Satsrup still has his beads after 51 years. He's still chanting on those same beads because they're Prabhupada's prasad. It's prasadi mala, guru prasadi mala. We chant, the offense is, it's not an offense to chant on tulsi beads. Anybody can wear tulsi beads and chant on tulsi beads. There's no law, there's no restriction, there's no shastra mentioning anywhere about a restriction. You can hear, anyone can say anything, but I'm only telling you shastra, our shastra. Sanatan Goswami, Hari Bhakti Vilas. Firstly, we must chant on prasadi mala. And prasadi means offered to Krishna. You'll give it to Guru. Guru will sanctify it, purify it with mantras and prokshan, sprinkling water. Then he'll offer it to Thakurji. Then it'll be called prasadi mala, tulsi mala. So it says that you have to, first of all, the mala has to be offered. Otherwise, it's an aparad to chant, and it's wrong. It's against Shastra. And it has to be tulsi. So this we read in Shastra. This we find in our tradition. This we've seen everywhere since the beginning of Vaishnavism. There's a particular type of beads for worshipping a particular type of God with a particular type of mantra. If you're a Shaivite and you're worshipping Shiva with the mantra Om Namo Shivaya, you chant on Rudraksh. If you're a Durga worshipper and worshipping Durga with Durga mantras, you chant on Gulab Lakri, rosewood. If you are a Vaishnav, Ram Bhakti, Vishnu Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti, you chant on Tulsi and you worship with your mantra, Om Namo Bhakti, Vasudevaya, Sri Krishna, Sharanam, Manma, whatever. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is the rule, this is the law, this is the maryada. Maryada means the etiquette, tradition, maryada. Like maryada purushottam Shri Ram Chandraji ki jai. So this is the rule, the regulation, the maryada, the tradition. So we should follow the shastra and the scriptures. Why make something new? Everything is told nicely. It is the Kali Yuga, everybody wants to make new, improved. You ever see you buy some box, new, improved soap powder. It's the same Gaudi soap powder, the same Rin Shakti. They've been making it for 20 years, but they keep changing the packaging. New, improved, energized, power crystals, blue crystals, all kinds of jargon, all kinds of propaganda to catch you to buy it. But it's the same old soap powder, same old white soap powder with some little blue particles stuck in there to tantalize you. So old is gold, just follow the traditional way. Many things come, many people add and distort and concoct so many things, but we should try to follow the right path and we'll get the right result.